Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we start with a California poll analysis with Richard Barris from People's Pundit. And then we get an update from the man himself, Larry Elder, who might be the next governor of California. If you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank George for supporting our program. Thank you for getting behind us. I want to thank Michael for supporting our program. Thank you so much. I want to thank Anna from Alabama for supporting our program. Thank you. John from Destin, Florida for supporting us. Thank you. Jerry from Alabama for supporting us. Thank you. John from Hammond, Wisconsin for supporting us. Thank you. And Eric from Santa Cruz, California for your monthly support, charliekirk.com/support. If you want to email me, you could do that, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved right now with Turning Point USA, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. You can go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com to get engaged and get involved with the work that we are doing at tpusa.com. Larry Elder is here. Richard Barris with a poll update. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. With us today is a friend of mine, and he's rarely ever wrong. In fact, we had him coming on our program leading up to the election, and he got almost all of his predictions correctly. Richard Barris from the People's Pundit, and also we had you on for the Georgia thing, and you were the one that early said, hey, we got a problem in Georgia, and you were right. So we're going to hear to talk about California polls. And so, all right, Richard, let's cut through all of the nonsense. Yes, sir. The way it works in California for all of our friends in Maine and Massachusetts and Florida and South Carolina, it's a two-part question. Yes or no, recall Gavin Newsom, and if yes, then who? Let's start with the yes or no. Do you think that the yeses are going to outnumber the noes?
Yeah, so we polled it a couple weeks back, and we had no ahead by a little bit, Charlie, but let me leave this with you. The caveat here is that I thought my share of the, you know, this is part of polling. I thought my share of the white vote was a little bit high. California is usually 45, 50% tops. And I did see other pollsters that had him in the 60s. If you look at who is voting right now, this is why Democrats are nervous. The electorate is very white, and it's much older. So if the electorate, and we had them at 50, we had whites at 55, but we still had the age breakdown to be pretty young. So that could, a 2-point advantage could easily be swamped by a demographic difference like that. The problem Newsom has, and I was just saying this before, he needs white liberals and Asian voters to come out, and they are the least likely to want to vote. Whites were over 80% certain to vote when we polled them, and Asian voters were in the 50s. So it goes to show you, a close race can turn into, you know, a nail biter either way. It really can.
So you think this is still really tight? Gavin is kind of already sort of saying the polls are showing him with big separation, 10-point lead. He's going to defeat this recall. Are you seeing that?
You know, I'm not. I'm not seeing that yet. Is it possible toward the end California groups together a little bit? I suppose it is. But again, the X factor really is that the most likely somebody is to vote the more likely they are to vote against him. So we looked at the entire register voter universe too, and Gavin Newsom would survive by probably 10 or 12 points if he got a typical turnout. That's the problem. We didn't see that it was going to be a typical turnout. I can't even tell you guys how many people we spoke to, and they didn't even really know there was an election. I'm not kidding. So as much hype as there has been, that's why, I mean, I do give the possibility that, you know, that he feels a little bit better. I give it some credence because he's spending an awful lot of money now. And they did that because they knew they were in trouble. He cannot count on Hispanics to come out like a presidential election or a typical governor gubernatorial race. They don't like him. I mean, that's just the reality. He needs his white liberal base, and which is, you know, the Bay Area. And he needs those Asian voters that, you know, have slid a little bit, actually, in the last 2 years. But in the end, when we pressed them, they said, well, if I go and vote, I'll vote to keep him. So they're the most loyal base that he has. But if you go throughout the Central Valley, Southern California, he's performing very weak there. I mean, people should understand. And we got Virginia around the corner. If Gavin Newsom even survived by 10 points, it's a flashing red light for Democrats. If you know, he's going to talk up a 10-point win, that he should survive this recall by 30, 35 points. I mean, this is a very blue state. So, you know, in Virginia, you just cannot afford a 20-point slide if you're a Democrat in Virginia.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you regionally. So basically the base for Gavin is that whole Bay Area, right? It's San Jose. It's yes. Oakland. It's downtown San Francisco. But as soon as you start to get into Stockton and you get into Modesto and you get into Fresno and you get into Bakersfield, that kind of Central Valley corridor, that could screw up some of the polling. Am I right, Richard? I mean, they could run up the score almost probably like 7-3, almost like a 70% to 30% margin against Gavin, which could really – it would be more probably – more decisive than a regular election would be because they hate Gavin Newsom in the Central Valley.
Yeah, you have we've benefited, too, from doing some district level polling. Some of that's for clients. Some of that's for a public polling project we've done. But take districts like 21, David Valadeo, whatever, the Trump impeaching Republican out there. He barely squeaked by, but his district was plus 18. Get rid of him. So that's a basically even district. Jim Costa, I mean, he's a I don't even know how many year incumbent, very under the radar, barely known. But he won that district 20 points in 2020, even though Trump did much better. But they want to throw out Gavin by an 8-point margin. So I think that, you know, California is a big state. It's diverse. It is difficult to poll. We weighted a little bit differently, which may explain why we have a little closer race than some of these other people are showing. But in the end, when we drill down into these districts, I mean, he should not be losing California 16 by 8 points. I mean, that is even if he ekes it out, it's an embarrassment.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? A lot. Truth is, I know millions of people. In fact, some people say over 100 million people are struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, they are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. People ask me, tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. So maybe you want to be able to do cartwheels or be able to do backflips like producer Andrew. Maybe you want to be able to run a marathon, swim underwater, go scuba diving, jump out of an airplane, but maybe it's your knee pain, back pain, joint pain, whatever pain it might be. Maybe Relief Factor is for you. ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free. Check it out, ReliefFactor.com. So let's just go through if Gavin Newsom gets recalled, what would be the areas that have to do that? You'd have to have kind of the gay base in San Francisco not turn out, right? I'm not saying that pejoratively. It's just what it is, right? You have the Hispanic base in kind of LA not turn out, right? And then you need to have a suburban 180, right? You need to have kind of the Westwood yoga moms and, you know, the Brentwood yoga moms, I mean, and kind of like the Pasadena professors be like, not going to happen. And the reason I'm saying this, though, is that this really is an uphill climb. I mean, California, you need like five different dominoes to fall. Am I right?
Yeah, that's a very realistic. I mean, and it's good that we do that with viewers and listeners. Be realistic. It is a very steep hill to climb. But the things you just mentioned, we did see possible, which is why it was close. In LA, for instance, 51% of Hispanics told us in LA they were going to vote. You know, he should trounce the opposition in LA. He should eat at least 30 points out of there. And we were not seeing that. And the reason why is because a lot of the people who did tell us they were going to vote were anti-Newsom. So outside in the county, you know, around Ventura, the suburbs, he was not doing well. And then you had San Diego, for instance, where if San Diego was a bigger margin for no or for yes to recall him, then probably means Orange County would have been a little bit wider. And it may have been a lead for a minute there. But San Diego was not as pro recall as we expected it to be or it needs to be. So there are definitely five dominoes, maybe even more, that you need to see fall. That white liberal base, you know, which is that Bay Area. He needs the more inland Hispanics for sure. Central Valley Hispanics, the working Hispanic in the Central Valley.
They tend to be more conservative.
Yeah, they do. And they're getting more conservative over the years. But they, for a while there, were the most pro recall. I think what Democrats have tried to do in recent weeks is target two groups of people. Voters like them, who may think it's not possible, we can't win this thing, so maybe I won't vote. And then two, there were a lot of independents and even Democrats, because we had about 18% of Democrats told us they were going to vote yes. But even this big chunk of Democrats who wanted to vote yes, big chunk of independents who want to vote yes, but they're afraid of Republicans. The Republican brand stinks out there. I mean, the party has been anemic. We have to be real about this. And that's why you saw them go after Larry Elder the way you did. You know, he's the face of white supremacy. They have no rational policy argument to make. So plan B, scare the hell out of everybody. And that is, we actually saw that in the poll numbers where people were like, look, I would like to vote yes. I just don't know what Republicans are going to do to my collective bargaining, to my union, whatever it may be, my health care. So they got a little bit nervous. But on the flip side of that, Charlie, the problems that California is suffering from, there's almost no way to cover them up with politics anymore. Homelessness, cost of living was the most important issue with voting. And when we asked people, what about cost of living? They told us housing prices, gas prices, and state and local taxes. Housing prices took half of that. And this is just not working people who tell us this. So, homelessness was up there too. So was crime. The one maybe good thing Gavin Newsom has for him is that coronavirus. If you pump that fear level up, you may scare people back into their coronavirus holes where they care more about the virus than they do cost of living. I'm not sure he was there yet, but so he took a different turn. And instead, let me try to scare them on the idea of a Republican being in the mansion. And that's what he's tried. And I will tell you this, you know, unequivocally, if yes wins, Larry Elder is the next governor. That's it.
Well, so that was my next question. So just say that, I mean, at the very least, Larry Elder will be able to say he got the most votes out of the, I mean, that's going to happen, right? I mean, Larry will win.
That is going to happen.
He will win the yes. If yes question. The question is, in the next 6 days, and as voting is happening, you know, who's going to turn out, and are people going to want to keep one of the worst governors in America?
Yeah. And you know, ultimately, the state is very blue, but this is a time where the state's suffering from so many problems. They're debating it. Let me just put it that way. So these people would never vote for a Republican presidential candidate. They probably in another year would not vote for a Republican candidate. But this, you know, the situation is so bad now. I've told people this, but it's true. For many people who live in California, including people who have voted Democrat for years, this is their last chance. So, you know, cost of living may just be completely out of control. They have net negative migration, and they really feel like, they would leave the state if they could. And this may be their last chance to do something about it. 40%, that's it, told us they enjoy living in California and do not contemplate leaving. The rest told us that they would leave if they could, but they can't because of financial situations. And then the remaining part, which is split about evenly, told us that they're going to leave. They're probably going to. That's not a healthy state. We asked that same question to Floridians about a year ago, and almost 80%, about 78%, told us they were happy living in Florida and never thought about leaving.
Andrew?
Big contrast.
Yeah. Hey, Rich, I've been sort of hanging out here in the background, just soaking it all in. I want to ask you specifically, in the time we have remaining, you know, we're about to have Larry on right after you, so we're going to have a chance to talk to the man himself. I'm really curious about this Hispanic vote specifically. Obviously, the state is becoming more Hispanic. You know, they have more kids than basically any other constituency. We still have a lot of Hispanic folks immigrating to California, whether illegally or legally. We're seeing them become more conservative. You said that before, but there was polling out a couple of weeks ago that said that they were the only ethnic group that supported the yes vote. Is that what you're seeing, or are we losing them back out of these scare tactics you talked about?
Yeah, I mean, I think the danger is you could lose them in the end to those scare tactics. Let me, you know, I was talking about California 16 as a, you know, specifically as that district. Democrats won that district by 20 points, but Donald Trump only lost it by 7. So those are the areas where there's room for making gains among Hispanic voters. And there are others, too, but it's a great example. They're not hip to the Republican Party, guys. I mean, that's just they really haven't voted Republican in their lives. And, you know, some of them are new, but they haven't voted Republican. They have no history of that. So there has to be some relationship building there. They just like the message. They in a state where Donald Trump was toxic, they like the message. So it's really it's worth noting. And I will say with Larry Elder, you know, he's been on message. You know, when we poll what these people care about, you know, if I could put it in a slogan, I guess I would, you know, I would say that California is just unlivable and Newsom is a hypocrite, because that is we asked different things about Gavin Newsom and what there was bipartisan widespread support over was that he doesn't practice what he preaches. He even ticked off people who didn't care about lockdowns, you know, from, you know, working Hispanics who absolutely hated those lockdowns, to the white liberal who doesn't care, is on the computer all day anyway, and is wealthy. Across the board, these people told us that he's a hypocrite. So that was an area of vulnerability there. That and the state is just, if you can be well off financially, but live in an area where it's not really livable, you know, the homelessness situation is disgusting in some parts of Gavin Newsom's own neighborhood. So, and they told us that, Charlie, it can be gross to walk down streets that we used to love to take strolls down. And then on the flip side of that, for the not so wealthy, that they're suffering financially. So between the lockdowns and the rising cost of living.
So Richard, we have to get Larry Elder on right now. I just want to say the night of the election, we're going to be covering it. I'm sure you'll be covering it live, but you have an open invitation to come in on our broadcast as we do an all night stream, because I kind of want to know what counties are trending where. So we hope you take us up on that. Maybe we could cross stream at some parts of it or do some crazy things. But final prediction. My final prediction is that it's right in that margin. I'm not trying to get people's hopes up. A month ago, I was very optimistic. I'm right in that kind of cautiously optimistic. I mean, we know they're going to do a lot of funny business and all that nonsense. What do you say? As it comes down right now, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm right where you are. I really am. You know, you never want to overtalk something. It's a tremendous hill to climb. They have a ton of money. And yeah, it's California. They pull shenanigans. Anyone who says they don't is a liar. It's that simple. But Charlie, it is absolutely possible that this thing can go so much against them that they would have to be playing games for weeks and weeks. And if the electorate pulls out the way that it suggests in the ballot tracking, which I'm talking about right now, what's been returned, then Gavin Newsom still has a lot of work to do. But again, I'm with you. I'm cautious, very.
Very good. All
right. Right in the margin.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Richard. And I hope you join us on election night. We'll be streaming the entire thing. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rich.
Let's do it. All the best, guys.
Look, I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address, and that makes your activity much more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more is ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network, and the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or your computer, and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Charlie. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for a 1-year package, and that's expressvpn.com/Charlie. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie to use the ExpressVPN that I have on my phone, expressvpn.com/Charlie.
Hey, everybody, with us is the man who might become governor of California, Larry Elder, electelder.com, electelder.com. We endorsed Larry early on. I'm glad we did. He has surged in the polls, and it looks like Larry is going to win. The plurality is, if the polls are right, but we don't know. Larry, how's it going out there in the field in California?
Well, I think it's going well. As you pointed out, I clearly have the plurality on the replacement side. Focused on is whether or not 50% plus one voters in California vote to recall Gavin Newsom. And it's my job to remind people why nearly 2 million people signed that petition, Charlie, to get this guy out of here. Almost a third of them were the very people that voted for him just 2 years earlier. And by that, I'm talking about independents and Democrats. I should even add Hispanics. 63% of Hispanics voted for him 2 years ago, and now the majority of Hispanics want him out, largely because Gavin Newsom shut down public education. And before he shut down public education, kids educated in our government schools were already behind. Our scores are near the bottom of all 50 states, while we're spending $15,000 per student per year and not getting sufficient bang for our buck. He also shut down the state to the point where a third of all small businesses are now gone forever. And many of these small businesses were owned by Black and Brown and Asian American people, the kind of people that people like Gavin Newsom prides himself on caring about.
And so Larry, this is something that has now become a national kind of issue, the California recall. And Gavin Newsom is very nervous, and he's largely nervous because he has a formidable opponent in you and the message that you are bringing forward. And you've kind of set the entire American kind of political community on fire, and you've stayed so disciplined. I just want to say they've tried to trap you in so many different ways. And I got to ask you, Larry, what is it like to be called saying that you are the black face of white supremacy? I mean, have you seen it all at this point now?
Yeah, well, you know, Charlie, I work real hard to earn that title, so don't dismiss it. Look, it's ludicrous. You know, I was looking at a New York Times front page article about my race, and it was a negative article, of course, and it did not mention the fact that I'm black. Even though I would be the first black governor of California, and I've never, ever asked anybody to vote for me because I'm black or to vote against me because I'm black. But on the very same page, there was a big article about the current governor of New York being, quote, the first female governor of New York. Even though she didn't run, she was basically appointed because the other guy resigned. But that was a big deal. But my race wasn't even referred to, because when you're the first black conservative, they don't care about you being the first. It's a kind of double standard, Charlie, that you and I have been talking about for a very long time. I've been talking about and writing about this for almost 35, 40 years in television and in radio. So it does not surprise me. I'm scaring the crap out of them. The reason I'm scaring the crap out of them is because I'm from the inner city. I wasn't on third base and thought I hit a triple like my opponent. My father came here with nothing, an eighth grade dropout education, made it to the middle class by hard work and by believing in himself and by believing in America. That's not the message the left wants to hear. They want to hear about systemic racism. They want to hear about critical race theory. They want to hear about reparations. So I'm a direct threat to their narrative.
That's exactly right. So, Larry, I just got to ask you as a friend and as just someone who's curious, since you've jumped into this race, obviously you were in touch with the grassroots. You were on radio for years. What have you learned about politics, Larry, since getting involved in this? I'm just personally curious.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you know my show, and I know you do, I've never been one of those who ridiculed people in politics, never called them funny names. I never made jokes about them because I always knew it was a hard gig, that your personal life is exposed. And every 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, there's a thumbs up or a thumbs down over your job, and you can lose your job. But I must tell you, I had no idea how rigorous it was to run on a campaign. I've only been doing it for 6 weeks. You hear my voice already is being stressed. Imagine doing this for an entire year, having this kind of schedule. I'm up. I give my first interview at 7. I give my last interview at 8 o'clock at night. And I'm doing print. I'm on TV. I'm doing radio. I'm doing rallies. I'm doing fundraisers, which you have to do if you're going to be successful. And one of my campaign aides, I said to him, he's very experienced. I said, does everybody who runs for office lose his voice? He says the only ones who don't are the ones who don't work hard. And it's just the way it is. And so I have even more respect for people, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, to get into this game, Charlie, than I did before.
And I think what's so important about that is just to think about kind of Larry came into this with no prior experience, and you didn't ask for this. You know, you contemplated it for a while, Larry, and you kind of really shook up this race. So you've been all over the state. You've been to our friend Rob McCoy's church and Jack Kibbe's church and Greg Farrington's church. Let's talk more broadly. Just do you see something that's happening, Larry, that's even bigger than the California recall of people that are stepping up that want to take their country back?
Absolutely. So many people, Charlie, have told me, Larry, you've inspired me. I'm now going to run for school board. I'm now going to run for city council. I wasn't going to get into politics, but now that you've done it, and I've seen what you've sacrificed, Larry, you have inspired me to get into politics. People keep telling me how much courage I have. I never thought of it that way, Charlie. I feel I have an obligation, a spiritual, a moral, and a patriotic duty to do this because I feel that I'm the only one that can beat Gavin Newsom. No disrespect to my Republican rivals, but they didn't have the same name recognition that I have. They haven't been talking about these issues for 27 years, writing about them for 27 years like I have. And I felt that I could do something and I can make things better on crime, on homelessness, on the outrageous cost of living, on the way this man shut down this state while ignoring science, while his own kids were enjoying in-person education, on fire management, on water management, and on energy. I can do something to make things better for Californians, and I feel I have a moral, a spiritual, and a patriotic duty to do that. And that's why I'm doing it. Obviously, I'm not doing it for fame. I'm not doing it for money. I'm doing it because I really think I can make things better.
Well, and so talk a little bit about that, of what you would be, what would you would do, Larry, and also kind of give some of our national audience, it's again electelder.com, just kind of the time frame here. We're up against a deadline, right? The election is right around the corner. You know, the opposition is spending money like you can't believe. And so talk a little bit about this last minute sprint, and then what will some of your actions be if all of a sudden we wake up and Larry Elder's governor, which very well might happen?
Well, the last minute sprint is to remind people of why 2 million people signed this petition to get him out. As I mentioned, about a third of them were independents and Democrats who just voted for him 2 years earlier. I'm reminding people of how their kids are really getting shafted because they didn't go back to in-person education, about the businesses that have been shut down because this man ignored science and didn't allow business owners and employees to figure it out. And what's going on here is it's become a national issue. That's why he's brought in all this heavy lumber from outside. Elizabeth Warren cut a commercial for him. Kamala Harris is here. Joe Biden has weighed in. Nancy Pelosi has weighed in. And what you've never heard any one of them say, Charlie, is, and I'm quoting, Governor Gavin Newsom has done a good job for California, close quote. You haven't heard that. All you've heard is that this is a Republican takeover, a right-wing takeover. But no defense about crime, which is up. No defense about homelessness, which is up. No defense about the fact that people are leaving California for the very first time, and this state is 170 years old, and they're citing high cost of living, taxes, and excessive regulation. You don't hear any defense of all that. All you're hearing is, let's change the conversation. Let's talk about issues that have nothing whatever to do with why people have signed this petition and want this guy out.
If you run a conservative or faith-based business or organizations that accept credit cards for donations, events, and merchandise or anything, listen carefully. Do not expose yourself to being shut off because of cancel culture. The Charlie Kirk Show relies on Cornerstone Payment Systems to provide uninterrupted credit card processing for all of our work. We trust Cornerstone for our processing because I believe, and I think you will too, you'll benefit from their solutions, their low costs, and most importantly, their commitment to safeguard your transactions. Cornerstone provides all types of credit card solutions, including e-commerce, retail, donations, crowdfunding, and text to give. Please contact Cornerstone Payment Systems today and let them know you heard about them on my show. You can reach Cornerstone at 714-912-2617 or online at cornerstone.cc/Kirk. Again, that's cornerstone.com.
bit.cc/KIRK. Let them know I sent you. And so now we're at this moment where it looks like, Larry, you will win the plurality amongst all of your other opponents. The question is, are they going to cut the corners enough to try to get the yes-no question? What are you seeing and hearing, Larry, on that? And let's make that case. We need people to vote yes, recall Newsom. It's kind of confusing. And honestly, I'll be very honest. The way that they created the ballot is really, I don't think it benefits the Democrats. The question's like halfway down on the ballot. And I think some people are going to be like, yes, I want to keep Gavin Newsom because, I mean, you never know. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of Democrats here, 3 to 5%. So talk about how that's the most important question, isn't it, Larry, that we got to get 50+1 to say, yes, we want Gavin Newsom out.
That's right. By far, it's the most important question. And you pointed out 50% plus one must vote yes to recall Gavin Newsom. And then the second part is, whom do you want to replace him? And obviously, I want people to vote for me. But you asked me what I would do if I became governor. I'll tell you what I won't do. I won't impose statewide mandates the way this guy has on face masks and on vaccines. He has mandated that every government worker who's not been vaccinated be tested once a week and will be required to wear a face mask at work. Now, I don't get it. I've been vaccinated. I'm not anti-vax because of my age and because of other underlying comorbidities. But for crying out loud, a lot of people have made a very different decision. And for him to tell people who've assumed the risk, you need to wear a mask at work to protect yourself against other people who assume the risk, it's anti-science. And he's supposed to be the one who's pro-science. I'm also going to declare a statewide emergency on housing. We have environmental laws that prevent developers from developing low-cost housing, which is why the price of a home in California has just hit $800,000, which is anywhere from 150% to 250% above the national average. I'm also going to declare a statewide emergency on water. We have all sorts of projects for more reservoirs, to raise dams and to store water underground. We do have our wet seasons, and we're not doing that. Water is draining right out into the Pacific Ocean because of these projects are being held up for fear of lawsuits. I'm going to declare a statewide emergency on water. So there are going to be some big changes when I get there, even though I'll be dealing with a hostile legislature.
Well, and there's a lot of power that the California governor could have. And also, this would send shockwaves all throughout the national political community. So, Larry, I know that you're losing your voice and you're traveling the state. In closing, how can people help you in this last sprint? Because we want to stay supportive of you. And, you know, you've been so good to our show and at Turning Point. How can people help you? ElectElder.com. And we have a lot of California listeners. If people have already voted, what else can they do?
Well, get 10 of your friends to also vote. Make sure you sign the ballot. Make sure you turn it in. If you don't trust the mail, Charlie, you can track it online or you can drop it off at a voting center and throw a little something in the tip jar because my opponent has spent so far $75 million from the usual suspects, the teachers union, the public sector unions, Hollywood, big tech. They're going to outspend us probably about 10 to 1. They're also going to pull all sorts of shenanigans. If you see or hear of anything that you think is suspicious, we had a voter integrity project on electelder.com. We're going to file lawsuits in a timely fashion so courts can't throw them out claiming that we waited too long. So throw something in the tip jar. Tell 10 of your friends to vote. Make sure you sign the ballot and make sure you turn it in right now. ElectElder.com, ElectElder.com.
It says right there on the website, make phone calls to registered voters, print at home and distribute Elect Elder flyers, encourage your family, friends, and neighbors to vote yes. Encourage your families to sign up as volunteers. Change your Facebook and Twitter banners to Elect Elder graphics and then volunteer as an election integrity watchdog. And Larry, we are in California this weekend to do Recall Gavin Newsom events. We're doing one in San Diego. We're doing one in Orange County. We're doing everything we possibly can to help you out. Anything in closing, Larry, you want to say about your race in this final sprint of what has been a pretty crazy 6 weeks for you?
Just again, these people coming in from out of California trying to make this a federal race. It's not a federal race. It's about California. It's not about Republicans. It's not about even Democrats. It's about Gavin Newsom and his failed leadership. I would love to debate Gavin Newsom, by the way, Charlie. Feel free to call him up and set it up. See if he'll debate me over his record on crime, over his record on homelessness, over his record on the rising cost of living, over his record over the crappy education that black and brown kids are getting K-12. Let's have that debate.
And he doesn't want to have it because he has almost no record at all. Well, Larry, you're a great friend. Keep it up. Don't lose your voice. ElectElder.com. And thanks so much for all you're doing. And we'll be watching on election night and hopefully we can get it over 50+1. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you, Charlie. I'll see you in Sacramento.
You bet. All right. Can't wait. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts. freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you can do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.